الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, whenever anybody gets together nowadays, whether it's two people, whether an entire group of people, the discussion is current affairs. What is going on around the world? What is going on locally? And this is something that doesn't require elaboration. This is on our tongues all the time. The difficulties that the ummah is facing throughout the world, the kind of hardships and difficulties that people face all over the world and even locally, whether it is the crime, whether it is the soaring price of things, whether it is the various other difficulties. So all these things are well known to us. The big question is that what is the solution to all this? While it is natural, it is part of the dictates of our iman that we be moved with the plight of our brothers and sisters throughout the world. It is natural to be discussing what is going on and to be thinking about what can we do in terms of assisting them financially, maybe definitely by means of making dua for them, which is in every person's capacity. But together with this, what is the solution to these global issues, the local issues, the personal issues in our lives, the difficulties that many a person faces in his own personal life? Merely talking about these incidents that are happening, whether locally, whether throughout the world, merely discussing it like some news item and then forgetting about it, that is not going to benefit us or benefit anybody else. And by and large, unfortunately, that is what has become. That we discuss these global events like some news item and just forget about it and we carry on with life like nothing happened. So in order to understand the solution, we need to understand first what brings about the difficulties. So if you understand what brings about the difficulties, we can uproot these issues from our lives that bring the difficulties. So regarding this, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions some incidents of the past. And these incidents that are mentioned in the Quran Sharif are not some bedtime stories. The Quran Sharif goes into many, many incidents of the past, discusses much history. But only that history is useful, which is beneficial for the future. That is why the Quran Sharif brings about these incidents, because these incidents are meant to give us a lesson for the future. Merely discussing some historical facts, just as some point of note that this happened, but it doesn't give a person any guidance for the way forward, and that is of no benefit to anybody. But the Quran Sharif discusses all these historical aspects because it is a light for us of how we should conduct ourselves in the way for the way forward. So among these various incidents, the Quran Sharif discusses the incident of the people of Saba, the nation of Saba. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَا جَنَّتَانِ عَيْ يَمِينٍ وَشِمَالٍ كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. Allah Ta'ala is describing the life that the people of Saba enjoyed. And Allah Ta'ala is saying that there's a sign in all this for you. It was a sign for the people of Saba themselves to take, but they failed to take it. Allah Ta'ala blessed them with lush gardens. For miles on end, those gardens left and right. And those gardens were so lush that it is mentioned that if some person took a basket on his head and just walked a short distance, then he wouldn't have had to make any effort to pluck any fruit. The fruit that would just, the branches as the leaves would hit on the basket, that itself will fill the basket up, as the fruit will fall on their own. So much of fruit Allah Ta'ala blessed them with, and in every way they were blessed, they were living a most luxurious life. Now these are the lessons that we have to start reflecting on. This is what Allah Ta'ala blessed them with. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. The most pure place in terms of its surroundings, its environment. The Mufassirin explained that that environment, the air around was so pure as well, that there wasn't even one mosquito, one fly that was in that entire place. If somebody came from outside, some traveler, and if he had some insects on him, like some lice or whatever, when he entered this city, that those insects died. This is how pure the air was, how fertile the ground was. And Allah Ta'ala blessed them in every way. But then what happened? Allah Ta'ala describes this in the Quran Sharif for us. That if you are living a prosperous life, a comfortable life, you seem to have everything going for you, then don't think that it is a license to do whatever you wish. Don't think that this is now, well, I am the king of what I have. It's my earning, my hard work, so I will use it as I wish. I go to enjoy life. No, this is a gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And these people also were blessed with these gifts. Such gifts that Allah Ta'ala is described in the Quran Sharif. But then, fa'a'radu. They turned their backs on the command of Allah Ta'ala. They turned their backs on the Nabi of the time. Now we need to reflect again in our lives. How many commands of Allah Ta'ala are there, which do we really take heed of? Is our salah in order? Are we performing our 5 times salah with jama'ah? Or is it that if I perform 4 salah in the day, then I regard myself as a very good Muslim? At least 4 salah I'm performing in the day. Whereas in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, مَنْ فَاتَتْهُ صَلَاةٌ فَكَأَنَّمَا وُتِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. Person misses 1 salah. It is as if he has lost all his family and wealth, everything. 1 go. This is how severe that loss is. It is beyond that. But the grief that he would feel on the loss of his family and wealth, that is the kind of grief he should have felt on missing 1 salah. But now if we perform 4 salah, we regard ourselves as a very good Muslim. What is the case in terms of our other ibadats? What is the situation in our lives in terms of the commands of Allah Ta'ala regarding refraining from various sins? Are the gambling dens filled by us? Are the place of zina filled by the Muslims? Are all the other various vices the places where you'll find our brothers and sisters? Is there any consciousness about the way we dress? So, these are the telltale signs of inviting the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. That when people turn their backs on the commands of Allah Ta'ala and are heedless, that everything is fine. Where I go, what I do, how I intermingle, what kind of life I lead, is my life. So they thought the same. Because everything was found. This luxury was there. This comfort was all available. And the wealth was pouring in. So fa'a'radu, they turned their backs on the commands of Allah Ta'ala. They turned their backs on the way that the Nabi of the time taught them. Allah Ta'ala then sent down the azab. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِمِ. These people, all these lush gardens, were watered by the water that they had gathered in the dams that they had built. Huge dams. And as a result, the water was abundant. Forever the water was available to water their farms and lands and agriculture. And Everything was seeming so perfect. Allah Ta'ala says, then we send down the azab. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِمِ Everything is in Allah Ta'ala's control. Nothing is beyond the control of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَتْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ A leaf does not fall, but it is in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. And there is nothing in the earth, in the heavens, but Allah Ta'ala is aware of it. So even whatever the situations are around us, the circumstances that prevail, the people that seem to be pulling the strings, the people that seem to be influencing the ways things are going around, but all this is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly it seems somewhere something is happening, but a mu'min looks behind what is on the surface. He looks beyond the surface. And he sees the hidden hand of Allah Ta'ala in everything. And here also everything was so perfect outwardly for them. But when they turn their backs on the commands of Allah Ta'ala, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِمِ Allah Ta'ala put some rodents, huge rodents onto this damn wall. And these rodents started eating up the wall and weakening it. Now, outwardly everything seems so perfect. But sometimes the rodents of various things come into a person's life. And they are now eating from within. And everything seems so rosy. Everything seems like nothing can ever go wrong. But then suddenly something snaps. The person wonders what happened. He's bewildered. But it didn't happen in one night. It didn't happen in one moment. We had set the process already long ago. And the rodents were eating, but we were being given respite. Allah Ta'ala's fazal is that a person is given respite. If he comes back, it's in the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala to take the rodents away and take the damage away also. But when a person carries on heedlessness, so these rodents ate up the wall from within, but outside everything is looking so nice and rosy. Everything is running fine. The tills are still ringing. And the luxury is still, everything is flowing. Everything is carrying on perfectly. And then some rain came. The dam wall was totally weakened. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِمِ These dam walls broke. And this entire place got flooded. Their gardens got flooded. Their homes got flooded. And all those lush gardens, what became the end result? فَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنِ ذَوَاتَيْ أُكُلٍ خَمْتٍ وَأَثْلٍ وَشَيْءٍ مِّن سِدْرٍ قَلِيلٍ All the luscious gardens were now turned into places that only could bear thorny trees. And some trees that had bitter fruit. Now a person starts tasting the bitter fruit of his deeds. Now the whole life is in turmoil. And a person is looking for solution, but what happened? Everything was going so well. Now my life is upside down. There's no peace. Everything is going haywire. I just can't seem to find any way out. Everything is just seeming like there's a dead end. These are the terminologies, these are the statements that we make. But the issue is that, have we looked back? Did we put the process in place long before for this destruction? Was our salah in order? Was our zakat in order? Were we giving up the sins, the things Allah Ta'ala has forbidden? So a person now, when it's too late, now it is too late to cry, then the person is wondering what happened. Allah Ta'ala says that all this happened, وَهَلْ نُجَازِي إِلَّا الْكَفُورِ This was the end result of their ingratitude. And a similar thing Allah Ta'ala mentions in another ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً Allah Ta'ala gives the parable and the example of a place that was totally peaceful and secure. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ Abundant provision and abundant wealth coming in every direction. But فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ But then they became ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala for His ni'mas and bounties. And what is ingratitude? Ingratitude is the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And a person uses the very ni'mas of Allah Ta'ala to break the commands of Allah Ta'ala. That is the height of ingratitude. So when this ingratitude came, that they now turn their backs on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala clothed them in garments of fear and hunger. This is a simile that is being used. When a person is wearing something, then it is stuck to him, it's on him. He wakes up, he stands up, it's with him. He sits down, it's with him. He sleeps, it's with him. He goes somewhere, it's with him. He goes to the masjid, it's with him. He goes to his work, it's with him. He's wearing it. So this fear becomes a garment on him. Now he's sleeping also, he's worried. What happens if this goes wrong? What happens if my shop gets broken in? What happens if I walk out and somebody shoots me? What happens if I get hijacked down the road? All the time this fear. لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. And all the time the garments of hunger, no matter how much he has, he's worried that what if suddenly everything goes away? What if suddenly somebody robs it? Suddenly it burns down. Suddenly the taxman knocks on the door. And one worry after the other. And no contentment, no peace. But where did this come from? فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. That when a person becomes ungrateful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for his bounties, just turns his back on the commands of Allah Ta'ala. He does when he wants to do something, if he wishes to do it. But not because it's Allah Ta'ala's command that now I must drop everything and answer the call of the Muazzin. That now I must stay far away from these areas and environments. All this intermingling is out of the question. I'm not going to go anywhere near this. Whether it's taking place in the name of Islam, I'm nowhere near. That is even worse if the haram is taking place in the name of Islam. But when a person becomes heedless, then these conditions come upon us. So talking about the issues around the world, one is a person's iman will move him. The plight of his brothers and sisters throughout the world, this is a dictate of a person's iman. That it'll move him to talk about the situation, to discuss it, but not just as a news item. To move him to get into action. To move him to do what is within himself, what is in his capacity, to rectify his life, and to do what he can for them. So one is that these are the situations that come about because of our own actions. But merely understanding the root of the problem is not everything. What is the solution to it? Where does a person go from? Having understood what the problem is, where does he go from there? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has left the door open for his bandas to come back. And the solution is that we come back to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the starting point of which is sincere tawbah. Person thinks, I make tawbah, what difference will it make to the world? It will make difference to my world. And it will have an effect positively on the whole world also. Because the type of a'mal that go up, that are the type of conditions that descend. And if a vast majority of a community become righteous and pious, the entire community will benefit from the good conditions that will prevail. Then those who are still heedless, they'll face their consequence on the day of Qiyamah. But when the majority are disobedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, even the minority that are pious and upright, they too will suffer the worldly consequences. In the world, يُخْصَفُ بِأَوَّلِهِمْ وَآخِرِهِمْ. That when the azab comes, then everyone will go. Everyone will get affected. ثُمَّ يُبْعَثُونَ عَلَىٰ نِيَّاتِهِمْ. On the day of Qiyamah, then depending who a person was, accordingly he'll be treated. So if we want the good conditions to prevail in this world, we have to come back to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the first thing is to come back to Allah Ta'ala by making sincere tawbah. To turn to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is waiting for us to come back. And how much is Allah Ta'ala's rahmat waiting? From this one incident we will understand, which is something we may have heard many times. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam conquered Makkah Mukarrama, so as it became imminent that, and became obvious Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to now enter, Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala an, who at that time still had not accepted Islam, and was responsible for the martyrdom of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. And this was a very severe situation in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, very severe incident. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was extremely hurt by the way that this happened. And the love he had for his uncle, who was now martyred and then his body was mutilated. In any case, Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala an, when he realized that now I'm going to be caught, he runs away. And he runs far away, close to Himyar, hundreds of miles away. And now the time comes when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has conquered the place. Eventually, after some time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends a message to him, inviting him to Islam. Can we imagine? And when this invitation comes to him, he sends a message back. Can we imagine Allah Ta'ala's rahmat waiting to take somebody? And he is still holding back. And he says that, how are you calling me to Islam? وَأَنْتَ تَزْعُمُ أَنَّ مَنْ قَتَلَ أَوْ أَشْرَكَ أَوْ زَنَى يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. You are calling me? Whereas you yourself say that the person who committed murder, he committed shirk, he committed zina, he's going to face the consequences of his actions. And the punishment will be doubled upon him. And you're still inviting me? Allah Rabbul Izzat sends down the reply to that from the skies. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. The one who repents and he does righteous actions, he comes back to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will not only forgive him, Allah Ta'ala will convert his wrongs into good deeds. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends his message all the way back to Wahshi radiallahu anhu. He says, but this is a very difficult condition here. That he will do righteous deeds. What I know whether I will get the opportunity to do righteous deeds. Then it means I still won't be forgiven. Person comes back. Allah Ta'ala sends another reply from the skies. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَيُّشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. If a person commits kufr and shirk, Allah Ta'ala won't forgive that. But apart from that, Allah will forgive who he wishes. This message is sent to Wahshi radiallahu an. He says, but here also Allah Ta'ala says who he wishes. How do I know he wishes forgiveness for me? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again, when this comes to him, Allah Ta'ala reveals another ayat of the Quran Sharif. Can we imagine the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala waiting to envelop his bandas? قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That say to my servants who have transgressed their souls, don't become despondent of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will forgive all sins. He is most forgiving, most merciful. Then Hazrat Wahshi comes, accepts Islam. Who is the person who had committed such a deed that hurt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so deeply? Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is waiting for him. The time has come for us to make tawbah. But the tawbah has to be genuine. The tawbah has to be with determination. Like that very, very famous incident of that person who had committed 99 murders. After 99 murders, there was this cry within him that something must come right now. I can't go on like this forever. So, فَسَأَلَ أَنْ أَعْلَمِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمِ النَّاسِ. He inquired, who is the most knowledgeable person? And this is a lesson again. The person needs to be guided. He will ask from somebody who has true knowledge. He won't consult Mufti Google. And he will won't just see wherever some magazine becomes the Mufti of the time. Or anybody on the airwaves. Or anybody who has any title. Because he just takes anything from anywhere, then he will, instead of getting guidance, he will get misguided. So in any case, he asked for this, but somebody just told him, فَدُلَّ عَلَىٰ رَاهِبٍ, one pious person. He was pious. He was righteous. But he lacked the correct knowledge. And therefore, somebody just told him, there's a good person there, go to him. So one is being pious, very good. But to take direction, one has to take direction from a pious person who has knowledge. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, follow the way of the path of those who have truly turned to me in righteousness, in knowledge. So in any case, he comes to this rahib. He says, I've committed 99 murders. Is there any way out, any tawbah? He says, 99 murders, any tawbah? Never. So this person says, well, if there's no tawbah, rather finish this person off also. Make it 100. He completes his century, but it's still within him to do something, to come right. Now that is that determination we are talking about. Not to just sit idle. but to search for it. He didn't sit and wait and just desire something. He made an effort to go and look for it. Now again he asked, who is the most knowledgeable person around? They direct him to somebody who had knowledge. He comes, the person says, what can be between you and Tawbah? How can there ever be any obstacle between you and Tawbah? But you want to genuinely repent, then you go to a certain place. Don't remain here. فَإِنَّهَا أَرُضُ سُوءٍ. This is an evil place where you are in. You go to the place where there is righteousness. The lesson that we learn is that we will have to leave those environments. We will have to leave those places of sin. A person says, well, I can't give up going to certain areas. I can't give up going to those fairs. I can't give up going to those functions. But I still want to stay perfect. So if a person is going to go in the fire, he's going to get burned. A person is going to go in the rain, he's going to get wet. A person will have to stay away from the avenues and from the environments that lead to sin, that lead to haram. And again, the lesson of the determination, this person sets out. He leaves his place. That is the first condition of tawbah. أَيَّقْلَعَ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. That he gives up the sin. The person has all the haram on his phone. All those na-mahram contacts are still there. He doesn't want to delete it, but he wants to make tawbah. He doesn't want to give up the haram. He doesn't want to throw away that phone that is repeatedly taking him to the worst kind of evil. He says, no, I can't do without it. He can't do without it, but he wants to make tawbah. So the first step is to break that haram. To remove those, delete those contacts. To cancel all those subscriptions. To delete all those chat lines and whatever else. Now the person is genuine. Now he's sincere. Now he's determined. And then he moved. He went. But as Allah Ta'ala willed it, en route, he passed away. But while his life was leaving him, in the last moments of life, while lying on the ground already, he had collapsed. But it comes in the Hadith Sharif, he pushed himself forward. In the direction of where he was headed, the direction of righteousness. Now this is determination. Karte karte marna hai, marte marte karna hai. That a person till the last breath, he is striving to get to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The incident is long, but the bottom line is, Allah Ta'ala then made it such that he was forgiven. Allah Ta'ala sent down the angels to measure both areas. And he was closer to the direction where he was reaching. Because the angels of Azab also came. This person did no good in his life. But the angels of Rahmat said he was going towards Tawbah, he was going towards righteousness. Eventually they took his soul and Allah Ta'ala forgave him. But the lesson of determination, the lesson that we want to make Tawbah, we have to do it genuinely. We have to be sincere. We have to give up the haram. If that, what we have done pertains to the rights of people, we have to rectify that. We can't digest everybody's wealth and say, now I'm performing my salah 5 times a day, so everything is fine. No, we will have to fulfill the rights of people as well. And a very, very important thing in this time and age, part of that tawbah is, what will bring us to tawbah is that we acknowledge that the wrong is wrong. If a person starts justifying the wrong, then there is no question of him coming anywhere close to tawbah. He's already justifying it. And unfortunately, this is the time that we are living in, the era of legitimization. That everything that a person wants to do, interest will be called profit, giving me 10%, and that's fine, 10% profit. But this deal from beginning to end is 100% interest. But the person calls it profit and carries on with life, and he's waging war with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then he wants to know what ate up the wall of the dam. What suddenly broke this dam, and why the flood came upon me. Whereas we do these things with our own deeds. We bring about these azabs with our own deeds. So what we learn from these incidents is, don't justify the wrong. Acknowledge the wrong. In the hadith-e-ifk, very lengthy hadith, one sentence that is there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا أَقَرَّ بِذَنْبِهِ ثُمَّ تَابَ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. That when a person acknowledges his wrong, he accepts what I'm doing is wrong. If I got music in my life, it's wrong. If I'm listening to some haram, it's wrong. It's sin. I'm looking at something haram, it's wrong. I'm sitting in front of the box and watching the news also, I'm getting engaged in haram. Accept it. Don't justify it. And all the other things, I'm attending some function wherein there's intermingling, it's haram, it's wrong. I'm going to some fair where there's some intermingling taking place, there's music being played, whatever else, it's haram, accept it. Don't try to justify it. Don't make excuses for ourselves. When a person will accept what I'm doing is wrong, I'm not fulfilling the laws of hijab as it's supposed to be. That's wrong. Accept and acknowledge the wrong. That will be the first step to open the doors of tawbah to us. That a person now will be conscious, I need to move forward now. This is wrong, where do I go to? But when a person starts justifying the wrong, then he has closed the doors of tawbah to himself. So in this era of legitimization, we have to be very careful that we don't fall in this. We don't start trying to legitimize things. Whatever we desire, we distort some hadith to try and make it fit for our, what we want to do. Person acknowledges what I'm doing is wrong, come back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Make sincere tawbah. Seek the right environments. Like this person left the place of evil, he went out in the right place of the right environment. Go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Spend some time in the environment of the masjid, in the environment of good company. Go in the environment of the Ahlullah. Spend some time in their company. And we will find the environment making a change in our lives, making a change in our hearts. And this is when every person starts coming back onto tawbah, coming back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will change the conditions. فَلَا تَشْغُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ عَلَى الْمُلُوكِ وَلَكِنْ اشْغُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالذِّكْرِ وَالتَّضَرُّعِ كَيْ أَكْفِيَكُمْ مُلُوكَكُمْ. In a lengthy hadith Qudsi, Allah ta'ala says, when the conditions become negative and everything seems to be going against you, don't now engage yourself in making baddua on this person and that person. You rather engage in coming back to Allah ta'ala. Coming back in remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, I will take care of your rulers for you. I will take care of all the issues for you. Come back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is it, coming back to basics. We have many, many fancy things sometimes we want to get into. Everything is in its place sometimes. But have we come back to the essentials? Come back to the basics. Come back to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Bring the commands of Allah ta'ala in our lives. Our five times salah is there. With jama'ah. Is our zakat in order? If a person hajj is farz on him, then he should proceed for hajj. All the other commands of deen. And the vital thing, giving up sin. Giving up the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Fulfilling the rights of the servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we'll see our own lives coming right. And with the barakat of the righteousness of numerous people, the entire world will benefit from this righteousness. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.